Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. It is cold outside, and our skin is getting so sensitive. Today, let's talk about the top treatments to strengthen your sensitive skin. All of us can have skin sensitivity at different times in our life, and it's important to cultivate skin that has resilience and the ability to rebuild and strengthen and toughen up. And skin has a reactive mechanism that responds to elements of disturbance, whether inside or outside the body. Internal disturbances like stress can give you skin sensitivities. Externally, the environment, the cold, the temperature change, the UV around us, all these things give you sensitive skin sometimes. Sensitive skin tends to be thinner, more prone to fragile capillaries that show through the surface of the skin, more red, inflammatory, more prone to rashes and breakouts. All skin will react to certain external factors like sun and wind and smoke and pollution, but sensitive skin really overreacts. And I've gone through periods in my life when I've had super inflammatory sensitive skin, and sometimes a simple change in your diet or your skin regimen will really allow your skin to calm down. You sometimes just have to stop the vicious cycle of what is the irritant so that your skin can do a full reset. But a sensitive reaction to your skin will show up as a flushing, redness, or a rash. It can be gradual. It can be sudden onset. If it's gradual and progressive, it could be something like rosacea. And if it's a sudden onset, it could be even a rash related to an allergic sensitivity like a dermatitis or a food allergy or a reaction to something you're using in your skincare regimen. You got to start with an in-depth evaluation, and we always want to talk about your lifestyle, like your sleep, your diet, your stress level, what medications and supplements you're on. The skin truly is, as they say, one of your largest organs, and it reflects internally the problems that your body is experiencing, whether you're having a sluggish liver, you're drinking too much and alcohol is affecting you, you're not processing those alcohol waste products, whether you're having poor digestive system with not enough probiotics. All of this will manifest in your skin. So look at yourself in the mirror. If you detect frequent blushing, expanded surface capillaries, papules, little red spots or hemangiomas, dilated veins, pimples, pustules, papular rashes, these all might be signs of rosacea. Decide if you have dermatitis, which can be allergic in nature. Is there an itch related to this problem? Is there scaling? And is there dermatitis or seborrheic sebum buildup with dead skin buildup? This can be more of a seborrheic dermatitis sensitivity. When you're working with sensitive skin, there are some tips and tricks to rebuild the dermis and the epidermis layers of your skin. So beta acids are one of our big tricks. The skin responds very nicely to beta acids and retinols instead of alpha hydroxy. You might have heard of glycolic acid, alpha hydroxy acids. These are fruit acids. Glycolic is a sugar acid. Alpha hydroxy acids are fruit acids. But beta acids have larger molecule size. They allow the acid to stay on the skin surface for exfoliation, and they don't irritate quite as much as alpha hydroxies can. Remember, acids that come from plant-based products like flower acids and acids like malic acid, mandelic acid, these are going to be much more gentle and safer for all of our sensitive skin types. Retinaldehyde. This is an encapsulated form of the vitamin A derivative retinol that feeds your dermis, providing thickening and improvement of your collagen layers and your elastin layers. This vitamin A retinol treatments are so important for your skin. If you can't tolerate direct retin A and stronger percentages like 0.05 or 0.1%, you can certainly start with the retinol, which is often found over the counter, and you can use retinaldehyde, which is a derivative, and it's encapsulated, and then that allows your skin to tolerate it much better. Remember that when you use Retin A, you exfoliate superficial dead skin off the surface. You allow the skin building blocks to layer in a much more proper cohesive form, so better cellular regeneration and cellular cohesion. I love, love, love stem cells. I think organic stem cell growth factors increase your skin's ability to be resilient because Stem cell growth factors will boost antioxidant effect. There are peptides and growth factors that improve anti-inflammatory and antibacterial support. They inhibit the production of collagenases that break down your collagen. So finding a product with a great stem cell growth factor is going to be life-changing for your skin. And sticking to these products for a period of 3 to 4 months to actually see changes is so important. My stem cell growth factor, it's called Transform. I have been on it now for almost a year, and I love the changes in my skin. I don't even notice it, but sometimes I'll see someone I don't know, and they'll be checking me out, like, what are you doing with your skin? Something is different and better. It's this kind of resilience that you want to build into your skin. Epidermal growth factors are also found in some of the top-level skincare products, and these are proteins that support cellular renewal. These are peptides that teach yourselves to regenerate and to revitalize and to repair with their internal mechanisms for repair. And then lastly, think about botanicals, flower extracts, and a variety of products like chamomile, purple coneflower, cornflower, edelweiss, green tea, which is found in tea leaves, of course. All of these flower acids are going to strengthen the skin without irritation. They infuse antioxidants, they're calming, they're anti-inflammatory. I love green tea. I think that the antioxidant benefits of our green tea products, like our triple shot serum, are so impressive. They will reduce redness tendency dramatically for rosacea-prone skin, for sensitive-prone skin. You'll find improvements almost overnight when you use a green tea-based product. In the morning, your skin will be clearer with less redness and less irritation. And remember, with sensitive skin, you might think that you can't do exfoliating treatments. You might think that peels are not good for you, but actually peels are definitely part of the success of treating sensitive skin types and rosacea types. We don't want to overdo it, but the right amount of treatments that nourish the right acids, the right enzymes will exfoliate and improve the overall skin barrier so that your skin becomes more resilient. So you can do corrective facials, you can do lighter peels, and you can certainly use ingredients like mandelic acid, which desensitizes the skin, enhances healing and cell turnover, and really will improve and calm the skin. I think it's so important for us to take care of sensitive skin in the wintertime. With the humidity levels changing and the cold, dry air, you're going to see these changes. You're not going to have access to good hours of sunlight because the sun and the planet are rotating, and the amount of UV you're going to get is increased versus the amount of beneficial golden light at the 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. and mid-morning times is less. I also want you to remember to use LED light therapy, red light therapy. I've done a few podcasts on this, and red light therapy is one of the treatments that stimulates blood flow to the surface of the skin. It improves collagen building and elastin fibers, and LED therapy is so easy to do. It's 15 minutes, about two nights a week. Then you just sit and bask in the glow of the warm red light. It turns on mitochondrial DNA, so you'll have, turns on mitochondrial energy levels, actually, so you'll have much improved revitalization and turnover of the skin. So think about a sensitive skin regimen for yourself. Dig a little deeper and figure out what products you're missing. Remember in your diet to do omega-6 essential fatty acids. Magnesium is so important. Zinc is so important. A balanced diet with a rainbow of foods with all the antioxidant potential is super critical to have the best care for your sensitive skin. I'm a big fan of yogurt daily that has live active cultures. The probiotics that you ingest internally improve bowel health and GI health and also spill over to benefits to the skin. And that is it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our skincare shop with so many great products for sensitive skin, including the triple shot serum the Night Quench, and I love, love, love my Deep Blue Hydration Serum every single day, twice a day. I can't live without it. You guys are going to love it too. Don't forget to check out the podcast every Friday. We do a 5-Minute Friday. If you can rank, rate, and review the podcast in the iTunes store, we would love it if you screenshot that and email it to info@beautybydrk.com. We'll send you a complimentary deluxe size sample of our skincare. You are going to love it. And don't forget to check me out next Tuesday for another amazing podcast. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.